Thank you. 6 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Daniel Town Council meeting for Monday, April 1st, 2019. As always, we like to introduce or have any public comment concerning any issue that's not on the agenda for this evening. So open that up to anybody.
Get the worm stuck off the lawn?
Shake it well, Pat. Okay, I think that we don't have any other public comment?
Well, but hopefully the other thing, I had to get a pair of pliers.
You got a wand to drink.
Business licenses, renewals, Stonecutter Construction, Bart Wild and Associates, and Action Performance Electric. We also have a new Days Handyman Service. I believe he was the gentleman last month that was here that kind of explained, and we did talk to him and ask him a few questions. Council have any, which way they, assume all is well with not only the renewal, but the new application?
I have another one renewal that came in Saturday after we'd posted the agenda for Jolly Electric for renewal.
Okay. I have no problem adding that and/or accepting that tonight, it didn't make it to the agenda. Is that something that needed to make it to the agenda? It's not made it in before the meeting, though. Okay, I'll sign all those. Is that at the end of the meeting, I'll just come down and sign.
Give me a motion, Bill. I'm on it, so you'll have to make the motion.
Oh. I make a motion that we accept the renewals and new licenses, business licenses for Days Handyman Service, Stonecutter Construction, Bart Wild and Associates, Action Performance Electric, and the Jolly Electric.
Great.
Seconded.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Not, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
All abstain.
So motion passes with regards to renewals and new handyman business. Item number three. Approval of a pre-disaster hazard mitigation plan, Daniel Resolution 2019-4-1A. I'll read that. This is something that should be pretty straightforward, but we need to have this in for our requirement by the state. Number is DR 2019-4-1A, April 1st, 2019, Resolution to adopt a pre-disaster hazard mitigation plan. The purpose, recognize, reduce, or eliminate future hazards and disasters of the people and property through pre-disaster mitigation plan. Resolution, whereas the Daniel Town Council recognizes that threat that natural hazard posed to people and property within the town of Daniel, and whereas the town of Daniel has participated in the creation of the multi-hazard mitigation plan hereby known as the Mountainland Pre-Disaster Hazard Mitigation in accordance with the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, and whereas Mountainland Pre-Disaster Hazard Mitigation Plan identifies mitigation goals and actions to reduce or eliminate long-term risk to people and property in the town of Daniel from impacts of future hazards and disasters, and whereas adoptions by the town of Daniel demonstrates their commitment to hazard mitigation and achieving the goals outlined in the Mountainland Pre-Disaster Hazard Mitigation Plan. Shall I entertain a motion or any discussion? No motion?
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And the Resolution 2019 passes.
Do you sign any verification on that?
What's that, sorry?
The verification of this, you said, are you attending that to the?
Oh, yeah, once, now that we, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, item number four, which is we're going to set a public hearing for zone change on 1680 West, 3000 South. Planning's received an application. I don't know if it's gone through planning yet, or we're just holding a public hearing.
This would be the public hearing portion. So we need to set the public hearing, gather the public hearing input, and then it will go back to planning for a recommendation. But we've been meeting as a group for the public hearings. So we actually have two of those that we need to set tonight.
Yeah, we can certainly combine four and five, actually. Excuse me, five, except, oh yeah, I say four and five, that's correct. And there was some talk of having that combined meeting, that just because of different dates and things, what's the next planning meeting?
Yeah.
So
we've, what we want to do is we send out the notices, because we didn't have 14 days between this meeting and the 10th, because this room is taken up on the third Wednesday. So we want to set that public hearing for the 10th, so it'll be 10 days from today.
So April 10th.
Yeah. Until we have a, you want to do these one at a time, too?
Yeah, we can, yeah, and is that at 5 o'clock?
7.
At 7.
Except 7 o'clock. Okay, so.
Yeah.
You can break down so many even ones at one.
So the zone change, is that the first one? The zone change is David Gibbo, and that's down where the dumpsters are, the transfer dumpsters down on 3000 South, almost at the end. The mushroom farmer was there, and they have sold the house to this David, and he wants to apply for a zone change and continue his business there.
So his own change to commercial?
That's where he wants to go, is to commercial. So if we can set the public hearing for the 10th, we'll go ahead and get that. It won't be back, the board won't take, the council will address those in July. So we're a little bit ahead of the curve getting that through planning, but that should be ready for this council to make a decision in July. So our code says we'll decide in July. So.
Is that one next door again?
Two doors up.
So what I'm saying is September, that ours is July, each year in July.
July, the council will act on it, has to be
submitted by September.
Well, our code says that you have to have a decision by November. The legislature met this year, and they've added some time restraints to it. So it's called the RIP court. So if anybody wants a decision, at any point in the process, they pull the ripcord, you have 45 days to have a decision. So that will, in the state law, will trump our.
And who doesn't want to pull the cord?
A lot of people don't want to pull it, because if you make people say what, it's usually a no. So.
I guess people want answers sooner than later, but I get these. Yeah.
If you think it's just going to be turned down, then you can pull it and go ahead and get on with your court case, is what it's for. So that's what really what the RIP court does. If most people will try and work through the process, it's trying to get it to pass, but at any point in the process, they can pull that.
And move into their court systems or whatever.
Right, and then you have 45 days to have an answer, which is one meeting for us.
And that area, that area that he's in, is one of the potential to be commercial.
It's a RA5 right now, it is not in the enterprise zone, I don't believe.
It's a ways in.
Yeah, and I did want to speak to that. Both in our town has two empties that dump on 189 and 40. Both of them have pie-shaped corners on both. We realized we were going to come up some degree, a house or two or whatever. I don't know what that is. That's what we're going to get to discuss. But that was the same scenario down there. It's the same scenario on Mill. And this house is two or three up farther than that. And that is a point that certainly crossed my mind.
Is that one of the ones at the airport, possibly?
Yeah, that will affect that property. The back corner of that property, I think, is one that would possibly.
I have to get some map overlays and just see how all the impact might happen.
Yeah.
So tonight, all we're looking for is a motion to set the public hearing for April 10th. And then, of course, for you guys to show up.
I'll take a motion. I'll accept a motion.
I make a motion to set the public hearing for the zone change on 1680 West, 3000 South for April 10th.
And the other public hearing?
Oh.
You want to do them separate?
Separate vote, okay. Yeah, so we have a first on public hearing for the zone change. Do we have a second?
Second.
First and a second, any discussion? Not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That set public hearing, set for the 10th. Excellent, okay.
I have a question. What was his business? What will he be doing there?
He takes up dumpsters and brings them in.
Oh, okay.
He has the, what's the...
Kind of like Anderson's?
Same.
Just like, yeah. Smaller scale. They don't have the building like Anderson's do.
Yeah.
He didn't put down his business name on here. But I guess it's just the zone change, so... At least that's what they've done so far.
Okay. Then we talk about the public hearing for the accessory structure, which I guess is going to be a conditional use.
Yeah, so the way our code reads on conditional uses is if it's over 1,500 square feet, then it becomes a conditional use. Any accessory structure that's over 1,500 square feet. So we send out a notice of a conditional use in the area, and then if we get any feedback, that's what pushes it to a public hearing. So we did get some feedback from two people that want to be involved with it, so that sends that to the public hearing. We'd like to schedule it the same night and get... it's for a sports court for Joe Witt, so it's a half-court basketball arena, and so it's over 1,500 square feet. It's in the side setback of his yard. We don't have any issues with setbacks or anything, but it is a conditional use based on the 1,500, so that's what pushes it to a public hearing.
Okay. Any questions on that? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to set that hearing also on the 10th.
So moved.
We have a first.
I second it.
We have a second. Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we have the other public hearing set for the same evening, and we will address them probably, I guess, separately as far as setting them apart in each hearing.
Yes. Okay. You'll notice the notices went out. You probably read them in the paper. The notices was already sent out to the paper. Code by state is 10 days. Ours is 14. So we've already sent that into the paper. Mary's already got that published. And all the letters went out to everybody within 500 feet.
Good.
As a cycle.
Okay, that takes care of, item number five. Item number six came up from last month. I remember asking Mary to put this on the agenda. Discussion of acquisition of Daniel Water Shares. I believe the mindset behind that was just because we know we're going to be coming through this section now of the valley and re-proofing all the water systems. Did the town think that it may or may not be advantage to us to have some irrigation shares? So did I state that correctly? Maybe what I thought last time.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any thoughts what they would or wouldn't like to do with that as far as a line item or discuss it?
Wonder if it'd be to the town's advantage along with any person owning some water shares to lease some of their shares to the town if they think they've got more than they.
Yeah, I'd have to find out if that even qualified for a lease for a water use.
It won't, because the town has to
use it.
Yeah, we have to put it in beneficial use, which means that we have to do a change application, and we'll draw that out of the will.
I think we'd rather go the other way, if anything.
Where we
owned a few and then leased them out, but I don't even know why we would want to own any.
And that's a fair question, and it just came up because as they go through here, they're going to be looking pretty close at irrigation companies, and as they do, irrigation companies may or may not be able to show that they have the same amount of acreage needed. And so, if anything, maybe the communities want to keep that water in our valley, and just for discussion.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Good discussion.
You know, right now, I've seen that some prices are pretty high. I've seen them pretty low over the years. I think everyone's getting this sense that this water is, you know, gonna get looked at, and so they're just throwing it out there. I don't know that right now is the right time, as much as it may take a few. Some good understanding of why we should or shouldn't buy it.
I also found out after our last meeting that the state is going to be coming in and looking at your barn, everything in your driveway. It's not gonna be just like, let's say I have 5 acres. They're gonna be taking out my arena, my corral, my barn, my driveway, my house, everything.
For Greenbelt, you mean?
Not for Greenbelt.
Water share usage.
So maybe I only have 3.5 acres,
The irrigated land, that's what they'll be looking at.
I see.
So.
Have you heard that, as far as personally, I've heard on that?
Absolutely, that's how they do it. They take an aerial photo, and they go over it, and what they can identify is what's being irrigated. That's the land that they plug in the number. If you have so many acre feet, and there's not that many acres being watered, then they cut the shares. So the advantage of the town having shares is that we're able to get those shares, convert them to a change of use application, and convert them to our well for future drinking water.
Okay.
And the shares that the town holds are not subject to the for future
yeah,
growth
and stuff.
Yeah, those will be the ones that are converted. Remain at the acre feet.
So once again, this could be a real good advantage for the community and for all the folks, but then you know the other side may not feel the same.
The thing is, they're just gonna cut the irrigation company.
In turn.
They're not gonna come individually and cut your water. They're gonna tell the irrigation company, your shares are now not worth 4.3 shares per acre, now you need 7. And that's how they do it. So it's just the acre foot of water attached to the share reduces. And then it's up to the irrigation company to go back to their stockholders and say, how do we enforce that? And the only way they can is what is irrigated and what is not. Mm-hmm. So that's how it gets to that point. Yeah, they're not gonna fight with every individual. They're just gonna fight with the irrigation company. So it'll be up to them to administer what cuts they have.
So,
but I think it's a good time to look at that and have some policy in place if we're looking at being ready to take on some of those shares.
So I think they have 16, 17 shares at the moment. Do you know by chance?
I think so.
Something close to that.
16 or 17. Anyway, that's something that. As we start doing the budget, maybe that'll come up in our budget talk because we're going to need to do the budget by June. And so Mary reminded me how fast that came up again. So we'll be meeting off and on, and I'd love any kind of input, any kind of line item, any kind of thing from any council member that might need to be put in there. That's going to happen here in a couple of months. Okay.
So do we want to continue this on the agenda?
I think we should when it comes up. I mean, I think there might be an opportunity where maybe someone wants to get rid of some shares, and it might be feasible for us to do that. I'd like to look at our PTIF accounts and see where they stand individually. And then we're going to be getting there with the budget process. So,
And we very well may have some residents that, if they know that they have too many shares, they may want to even donate them to the town.
Or let's say if I ever want to hook up to the water and I have an extra share and I just give it to the town and it's there for future use that goes with the property, right? Correct.
Right.
Something like that.
Yep.
I've heard all those things. One thing that everybody wants to keep the water in the valley.
Yeah.
And so you know, that's our glue and certainly in our communities. So I would say, yeah, we could then continue.
I think we should continue.
Continue to have that on the every few months here, maybe. Just to,
you know, everybody come, let's get it out and see what we feel like.
Because I know that they're meeting with the state's meeting with the water company, I think, this month.
As in DIC?
As in, yeah, Denver.
Ours.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I didn't know they came up the canyon already.
So do you want it on next month, or do you want it on the following month?
No, they put it on each month, and it might be a real simple pass for the 1 month, and maybe you know, someone got some information from somebody that's worth us taking the time to discuss.
They were talking about
November.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Maybe August, November, so they're.
They'll be done by then.
They're already starting to talk.
I heard November too.
And it's gonna take 2 years for it to go into place.
It's gonna take what?
2 years for it to go into place once they figure all that out, so. For everybody to, let's say, 5 extra shares and I need to lease 2 or something to somebody, then they're giving everybody 2 years to get all that sorted out.
I don't think they're gonna give them 2 years.
Okay, well, yeah.
I think they're gonna look back in the 5-year use it or lose it, and they're gonna say you haven't been using it because you haven't been using it beneficially, and it's subject to, that they can take it right now on a 5-year use it or lose it.
Get some goats or more horses or something.
Well, this problem is property, not animals.
And nothing takes more than water than alfalfa, right? So you can't put a crop on it and claim, use it twice.
So what if you're using all the water they let you use, Eric? Aren't you meeting your?
No, because they're gonna look at your property and say it should take this much per acre.
That's correct.
And so you can own a whole bunch of shares, but that's not beneficial use because you're not in that criteria of the area. So if you're alfalfa, your root zone's 45 to, they have it timed so that our optimum root zone penetration is every 12 hours you roll your water. So that's what they're gonna look at, what crops you have and what your soil conditions are, and then they're gonna make that determination. So yeah, before you could get extra water and you just, you know, you had it, but that's not how it's gonna work. They'll take that away from you.
And this is all irrigation water?
Yes.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Sounds very corrupt.
You think the west side of Utah Lake and all those folks over there.
Yeah, if you have a well that you have not had the beneficial use, they can absolutely take that.
When you say take it, they can, they don't have to pay you for it?
No, they just tell you, you haven't used the rights, you've lost it. You no longer have a right to.
You paid 20 grand for it 8 years ago, whenever, yeah, hi, thank you.
Well, we've been using ours, but that's interesting that they can do that.
Yep. Yep, and they'll just come along and do that. The state of Utah owns the water, you only lease the right to use it. So they just take it back.
Even though you paid for it?
The well, yeah.
No, well, the well and the irrigation water, each one of us paid some amount of money for a share of irrigation water.
Right, but that was only the right to use it.
That's only the right to use it.
And so that's what they're taking back, is your right to use it.
With no money coming back.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So it's an ugly process, it is, I can.
Keep it under each one, Mary.
Yeah. Till we find out.
And we have, and the town of Daniel has a lot of fields of people from not in the town home, and their investment, and they're not being irrigated. And that's subjects, when they do that, that's gonna cost everybody in the town, because, and that's when the irrigation's gonna have to go to those developers and say, hey, you guys haven't used it, you don't have water now. You have to go out on the market and buy water to turn in when you develop.
So then the irrigation company will be the enforcer by saying when they cut our water, it's because you, you know.
Yeah, they take that from the irrigation company.
So it'll be just like us with the poison. They'll be glad to sit there and let us take a bullet in the forehead. That's what they're gonna do to the irrigation companies. Because those developers are gonna try and take the irrigation company to court. You guys got rid of our shares.
I'm sure it's a mess.
It will be. We got several of them that want to come into the town right now that have over 100 shares. They're not irrigating it. They have it there for future culinary use. And not being used.
So the timing couldn't be worse or better, depending on if you have those. You can hold the shares to turn in for development for all these guys. Well, you better develop pretty quick.
Yeah. So you'll see, I think there'll be quite a push. Anybody that's probably close to getting a development in may want to send it to the town and have the town hold it for that development and get the preliminary started so that that water has tied up. And that'll be huge.
You ever have a feeling we're getting corralled?
Well, and then they hit us with the fire thing, wildland fire. Yeah. We don't have water to irrigate, but you can't burn. So.
Yes. And I'm going to take that little segue there and talk about if anyone knows of anyone that spent any hours for cleaning that, you know, the ditch of any kind of debris or personal cleaning of trees or trimmings. We have each year that report that we give to the county for our fire or wildland mitigation program, and they don't really want money as much as they want, or, you know, time to service. And so I know of three people that have spent, I don't know, probably 6, 8, 10 hours right now. And if anybody here knows of anybody in the next little while, let me know, and we'll get it on the report.
To that being said, the call that I got today, the lady was telling me also that above the stream from where that debris was pushed into the creek, that there is debris up further.
There's plenty of debris all the way up there, and those folks know that each year they get the, you know, the neighbor gets out.
They're responsible for that stream. The property owners own to the center of the stream. They're responsible for clearing that out.
So I let my backhoe up there with Ryan, and so right there, that culvert that we actually solved the problem with back in the day,
The same one that the lady called about today?
I don't know where she's at. I just know that where the culvert is, and he had my backhoe up there because it
could reach. Who called
today? Kim. She said her address is like 4781. Are you aware of a modular that's going in?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where she's talking about, that right now they cleared that lot and shoved that debris down in the creek.
It's really not debris, it's the snow that was on the lot. They were ready to, they were putting the modular in. We wouldn't give them a permit unless they elevated the house out of the floodplain. So they pushed the snow off and then brought in dirt and elevated the whole thing up 5.5 feet.
Oh, because she's saying that now that the snow's gone, there's trees and dirt. And
yeah, when you push the snow in, the top of the snow melts, and it looks like it's all debris, but it's really snow.
Okay.
So we've been on that. They're ready for a certificate of occupancy, and we won't give it to them until that's cleared out. So
okay. We're
aware that's going on. We know the gas is hooked up, the power's hooked up, all the grading's done, the water line's in. But that's really what we're waiting on, is that. They were specifically told to stay away from the stream. Army Corps of Engineers was involved with that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't clean it up, leave it. You got to clean it up for the occupants. Catch 22.
Let's see, item number 7, discussion representation of the town in the county pollution control. Last month it was brought up. Steph and I went to an interlocal meeting, and they were asking to form a clean air committee in the community, and possibly having one representative from each town or area to attend. It would just be a resident, or it could be a member of the council, or anybody, if they were so interested in to be on that committee. They are looking for, and we would be looking for somebody that would be interested in being on that board. So
is this going to entail land, air, everything, or just air?
You know, I got it. And Stephanie, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's just an air pollution, air particulate, air.
That's correct. That's
not a stormwater, not a.
No, that was not brought up.
I wonder why they don't include that in that committee.
They definitely didn't talk about any of that, but I don't know if that committee is gonna. I think it's gonna get off the ground, depending on how many people jump on it fast. But Patty will, I'm sure, get some folks and start talking about it.
What is that going to entail?
Well, it's going to entail that whoever gets on there is going to steer that committee to where I made a comment, maybe shouldn't have, but just, you know, let's make sure we have all those air sensors near the biggest polluter in the valley, which would be the airport. And of course, got a couple of laughs, but that needs to be done. And then they're going to find out how much of a pollutant, hopefully, that airport is. But they didn't want to have any sensors up to that meeting near us to look at it.
So
that's another discussion.
So based on that, Chip, there was also talk I seen on the minutes of the county that there's a transportation committee. Was we invited to be on that?
They said they're also going to be forming one of those. So we were not necessarily from each town, but it was almost the same kind of talk. We'll form it. They did not ask us to go back and get a representative for that particular. I think what somebody probably could get on it was really casual as far as that. It almost didn't even go anywhere, really.
They talked about having a bus, like a Park City's free bus, going from Heber to Park City to take employees in, but then that was all that was said.
And then some people brought up the cost of public transport,
yes.
And do the towns really understand what that would commit to, because there is kind of a need for certain folks to get to Park City and places, and there is. Just
to be done.
Are we ready? Are we ready for that kind of a?
When that was brought up the first time, the discussion became, we are not can it be the low-income housing from Park City?
And it was brought up this time.
Because that shut it right down.
Yeah, well, another 10 minutes after that on this time, though.
All right, because the county council was very upset about that they even thought that they was going to do that. I mean, Todd Hollow's really become that on the other side of the lake, so. And the sheriff department, you talk to them, they spend a lot of time out there on calls.
They do.
And so that's what the county council was worried about.
Apartments or?
Over at Todd Hollow. There's just a ton of things that go on over there with, that just, so, the density is so high that just problems become issues so fast. Parking's a problem, all the density issues.
Should be the account for them.
So.
Make their plan.
The legislature allows counties to put their affordable income housing in other counties, so. That's what they've done, so.
Oh, wow, wow.
And so there was absolutely no way a bus was coming into this county when the last meeting I was in there, just like, that's not happening. But it sounds like maybe they're.
They brought it up again.
Yeah, it didn't get a lot of traction in the meeting.
No.
It kind of got brought up and maybe people talked about it. I'm sure people aren't trying to get traction for it, but this particular meeting, there wasn't.
Okay. Well, the new Jordanelle special, what is that, recreation area, JRA?
Okay.
They have bus stops all through that. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at those plans. There's bus stops all through that. Their code book is online right now, it can be reviewed. And there's bus stops all through that for public transportation, and that will be in Heber City. The plan is to annex that in, so. Maybe the way the public transportation helps.
Well, I have a committee, it's because they're going to work in Heber City anyway, so they're going to have it, deal with it, administer it probably and everything.
Yeah, well, but it'll be state money.
It'll be state money.
Kicking in there, so we'll all be in it.
Yeah, but didn't Park City, they did a study, and Park City was the backing of the study to have a bus over here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, $50,000 study, and they didn't want it. It's like, no, that came from CDVG, actually, that particular, but then someone else funded it besides them, and.
Yeah, and I think that was the source spot in the first meeting. Why is Park City here telling us we need a bus?
That's it, yeah.
It's a bigger airport.
Somebody said something about a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
I believe they said in the meeting. So, anyway, there's a lot going on over on that side, so. So is anybody willing to take that?
Depending on when it is, if it's in the toward late afternoon or.
Has Heidi contacted you or anything?
She's not since that meeting. I just know the discussions out there, and I haven't had a letter, any communication on this. I just know that if we were to call up and say, hey, you know, great. I mean, they're welcome at this point, I think. They're not really even up and running.
Yellow.
It's not one of you guys, you're all here. I don't think it needs to be a council member either.
No,
if we know somebody that wants to be.
Well, I think she wanted people.
Oh, she didn't?
Yeah, okay. I think she wanted somebody for representation from the town, from each individual entity.
But did she want an elected official? Is that what she's talking
what she
about?
Wanted, yes.
Wow, I wonder if she knows her planning commission is not elected officials. They're all appointed. So it'll be a recommendation board. They won't set policy. I don't see why it would have to be it.
I believe it certainly is a recommendation board.
Yeah. That's weird.
Just
I missed the meeting. I was at training, so.
It was great.
Is it done? That's something you probably want to see if you can fit into that? Or?
Yeah. Well, see.
Do you want me to give you her number just at least you can talk to her and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work?
Yeah.
Let me know, John, because I'm willing to do it too.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to flip a coin? And
don't we send them both?
Double representation.
We can tag team.
That's right. You know. Sure, we can tag team.
That's two votes.
Yeah, there's two votes.
Well, good. We'll get that.
Yeah, we really want a bus. Oh, yeah.
Bring
that up.
You know, I would, as far as that, I mean.
There's going to be electrical charging stations. Heber's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But there's not going to be any planes and cars.
Oh, well.
Horse and buggy.
I'm good to go then.
Okay.
I'll let you make the first move on it to call her. If that's not going to work or not, then let Stephanie know that way that she can communicate and see if it's going to work for her.
What's her
name? I'll have to text
her. Oh, okay.
It probably came in that email that went out. trying to think of the email I sent out to all you guys, council members. It would be in the header of that for the... For the interlocal meeting, or email on the top end of that.
I don't know if you want that, Stan.
If you can give it to me after, I'll take it. I think I've got it.
Just keep her sitting.
Planning department report violations and enforcement, item number eight.
Okay. It's only one page.
What?
We're still to one page.
Summertime's not here yet.
Yes, it is. Anybody want one?
Check.
You can see there's a bunch of projects we're doing. We did get some complaints. Mr. Nielsen, I thought he would be here tonight. We have a complaint on the, what, nightly rental? Nightly rental that we have in the town, the traffic congestion.
He came and saw me, and after talking, I thought he would be here this evening. He had indicated that he would be there. He had written a letter,
The town is in receipt of that letter.
Yep. I also received some, besides that letter, some other photographs of something very similar to what he described.
So he did leave a message Saturday night on my phone. So he didn't call Friday, he called Saturday night. And he was under the impression that you had told him he may need to gather more evidence. And so he said he didn't want to push it until he had enough evidence to do it. So I don't know where that, I didn't talk to him directly, so I don't know.
What he said, and I said, I understand. There's some discussion that may or may not be, but we were kind of told it to like a regular complaint. And he did make that comment multiple times. At the same time, I don't know if there's more that he needs to do, because I didn't think there was nothing more that I was told that he could do.
I did run off a copy of that letter.
Okay.
Council must look at that complaint.
And you probably have that, but let's put it in the packet.
So, of course, I've done nothing, waiting for direction from the council. What would you have me do?
Well, I'm just curious, how much evidence do you need? I mean, if it's listed on a vacation rental site.
Well, here's what I see happening, and this is just my opinion. I'm not a lawyer. I see a judge looking at this and saying, what's the difference if you invite your cousins over? Where's the harm? That's what I see him looking at. So until we have... It's sad, but if we have a sheriff's report, like happened over at the other home, where Mr. Rose couldn't get up the driveway, then that becomes a bigger issue, and there's something that the judge can look at where it is actually a problem. This, what's stated on this page, is nothing different than if I had a barbecue at my house. And so when we file, there you have your evidence. That's where we're going with. So.
Well, and I'll try to clear up a little bit. So,
yeah, because that's just me.
So what do we have to do? Go rent it?
Well, so
that's what I suggested.
That was actually the suggestion. It's like, what do we need to do? So we cannot deal or go solely on his advertisement, but you'd think that would be a pretty good indicator.
Okay.
He sent us this letter. I also am in possession of other photographs, and he did not send photographs, but there's lots of photographs, and there's other people that would substantiate what he is stating here. He's talked to the individuals. They have physically told him that's exactly what they're doing. And so I was told to treat this like any complaint, ask him to come before the council. If he doesn't, we go to the next step. He may or may not, but the applicant, excuse me, the complainant did ask that we not do anything until we felt we could do something about it. I don't know if there's anything more, I mean, more than more license plates and more dates and more times. I was not given any information from our council that, of anything over and above what he's already done here, meaning he didn't say go get five more dates. He didn't say get five more license plates, so.
In 2009, where did we get on this list?
And we have another home that's also, is like right very nearby doing exactly the same thing.
And that is mentioned in that complaint on the back.
I see it.
And so there's two of those.
That one has had issues, so we do know they have blocked the driveway because it's a shared driveway entrance.
Okay.
So that one we did have. And seeing that, that falls under nuisance, and it's easier for a judge to look at the impacts here.
Yeah, it's a shared driveway.
This is a deal, so.
On one of the gentlemen, he called and I told him, and we had a very open discussion about the rules, and he just went ahead and did it anyway. So I don't know how I feel, except for I think that our council said let's treat it like any other complaint. It may go in a direction that we didn't want it to go, but I don't know how many more license plates we could get or how many more dates we could say there's more than five cars there. What we do know is there is no caretaker living there. And when I say what we know that only because people have told this applicant that, and they know who the person that would be the caretaker, and he's never there. But that's, of course, his and the other people's words that know the situation better.
Yeah.
I think that the best evidence is to get a contract and rent it and have it on, and, you know, and rent it. I mean, people going in and out.
That would certainly be a huge piece of evidence.
Yeah,
and
not watching who goes in and out of every place and taking down their license plate, that's not going to hold any ground, like you said.
Well,
it might. I'm just saying, if I didn't.
But if you have a contract that they're renting it on a nightly basis, and you have that hard copy, that's.
I would agree. That would be add certainly to the pile in a very credible way. I think that even just having all the different license plates, when you take the photograph and see them on multiple occasions, all these different ones, you really have 27 kids coming from all over, maybe. And and that's what Eric's saying. You could say these things in a court case, but at the same time, the person may have no problem and want to go that direction. I just feel as a town that's ours and everybody else's seem to be ruled, and I don't want to get out of hand, which is already kind of out of hand.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So is that something that I could probably call this gentleman back as he came to meet with me and to see if there would be somebody to get that contract? Is that something the council would like? What other more information would this council like before we move forward to make him also feel comfortable?
Yeah, are you guys ready? I'm ready to sign the letter if that's what you tell me to. I'll do whatever.
I'm ready, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and the letter would say that we'd receive a complaint, documented complaint, however we word it, that this is going on at this address, and let's ask him to come in and explain if there's something different than that or how that wording's done, and we'll take it from the next step.
Okay. I'd like to use the paper that we use for violation.
Yep, standard.
The standard one.
Treat it just like any other one that we have.
Okay, I can mail that. Do we have an address for this? I don't think that was included in the complaint.
No, only the name of the house. I don't believe I did ever see it.
Where to mail the letter?
Oh.
And really, we probably should send it certified.
I agree.
Yes.
Probably get it off that webpage.
I agree.
I could be a fair share of that.
But I think that's just who's managing the property. Is that necessarily going to get to the property owner?
Sometimes I don't know.
Okay.
What kinds of things do we have the authority to do there?
As far as what we can do, if they're out of compliance, then they get totally, it can't be done. And if more violations are done, Eric can time it up, but I believe it gets fairly stiff, fairly quick once or goes to court pretty quick, one of the two.
Yeah, we'd have the sheriff come out and issue a citation, and it's a Class B misdemeanor, and then they have to go show it to the judge and explain to him why. So we'll have to provide the sheriff with our code, and we have an interlocal agreement with the justice court, and that's head right to court.
And if this gentleman has phone numbers or names or of the people he talked to that gave him the verbal information along with what his visual information was, that may come into play as well. Because, I mean, I don't know if they're, you know, they're all friends. There could be some friends or other people that, yeah, I stayed there. Well, that's what they're telling him.
Yeah.
Shall I obtain a motion about it then? You want a motion?
Yeah, if you want me to send a letter.
Okay.
I don't want to get sued personally again.
Just don't put on your letter, put on the town's letter and do it next time. Okay, so the chair will entertain a motion, and we had a first. We have a second?
No, second.
A second. Any discussion on the letter? Any complaint? If not, all in favor to send it? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Me.
One opposed.
Are you really opposed?
Yeah, I don't think we have one. I told you what I thought of it.
Okay. Just want to verify.
We have a violation in the right of way that we own, and we're getting crap over that. So I think that's a pretty high bar to clear. But I will mail the letter.
Well, it you know, there's not a lot of resources for anyone to give anybody any information on which step to step first.
That's, right, that, right. Well, even history, I think, with more history on it, but. You want to nip it in the bud?
Well, I'd like to find out what his reply is. I'd like to know what he says about the whole thing. And I don't know that, you know, 2 more months from what the gentleman said, I know exactly what he would like. And I just don't know what we could do more so to make that either stronger or less stronger.
Yeah, and did you explain to him that I know he wanted to stay incognito?
He did, but he kind of came forward, and that's why, you know, he thought he would come out if he kind of needed to. And,
okay, because he will be a witness.
I'm sure, and I believe that he said there'd be other people that are also would be.
Okay, super.
Whether it's written or have to be there personally.
Awesome, sounds great. Then just a couple things before we get off of there. The League of Cities and Town, mid-year conference, St. George. Anybody want to go to that? Here's some, I have 2 registration papers if anybody wants to take those. They talk about a lot of stuff down there. I'm not going to that one, but. Then the other one was, nope, it's the same one, League of Cities and Town. Okay, any questions on this report? Good.
Let's see, on the Bender subdivision.
That would be the reader?
Yeah. Suit was filed.
Yeah, so suit has been filed. We have replied to the answer. Well, 2 or 3 suits have been filed. It's filed, we answered, he filed again, we answered, he filed again. So, just racking up money.
Okay.
I asked our attorney what that was all about. She just says that he has a hard time following the rules. But every time we have to answer, it's...
We have to.
We have to answer or we could lose, so that's what we're doing. Lawyers make a lot more than us, so.
Is there something in there that...
Where's the Better subdivision at?
It's Rex Reader, Southfield Road. We ran a water line in front of the house, and he claims that that's his property and not the right.
Something like that.
Kind of sure by DeStaffanoise down there.
Same, yeah.
Okay.
On the other side of the road.
Because we talked about it, and I kept thinking, where is that?
Yeah, just straight down the road on the other side.
Okay.
That's it.
That's your plan report. Any other questions for that? And moving on to...
There's just one more right there, Chip, on the board.
Oh, yes.
So we have a property, this will be the old Myrick property that I've drawn up here. So after this was all one piece, so this is the edge of the town, let's see, Heber City. This is all one piece. They went in and they've subdivided this, and it appears that this one has now got trucks and trailers on it. You'll remember Heber City brought, there's a road right here, and they put Jersey barriers along here.
We had them block it. Yeah.
Now they're gone, and they're using this as an access into this parcel. So there's trailers loaded with forms.
And I'm not, I left a message by calling the Heber City manager, the new one who's been there probably, you know, almost a year, about that, to let him, he may or may not even know that, that barrier's been removed, and/or, as far as the lot's concerned, it's illegally was made, it didn't go, it wasn't, it was just recorded, and that's it. So they didn't go through the channels of, well, you can't make two, and you can't make two buildable lots out of a, you know, a 7 or 8 acre lot, so. Anyway, I have not talked to the Heber City manager, and I won't be able to talk, I'll be able to report on what they're gonna do with that, but that certainly, I don't believe, should be going on, and I would like to get it stopped, and if somebody has a different view than that.
Yeah, so it's.
So, they did a lot split or something?
Yeah, they went in and just.
Just on the backside.
Did it?
Yeah. So that's 1.89 acres, and the other one's six. You remember, we had a couple of people come in that wanted to subdivide that, to put a forum on it, and it's a couple of different applicants.
Yeah.
So we know, or sooner or later, there's gonna come in, and they're gonna, someone's gonna want, they're gonna sell that lot, and they're gonna wanna build on it. And it's not an actual lot, and thereby, I don't think it's gonna pass the muster of that application, unless it changes.
So the for sale sign's down, there's no for sale sign on the property right now.
Where's this at? Sorry, I don't.
This is, right by the church on Daniel.
Yeah, the church, so the Daniel's church, the house right behind it, that big lot, they used to have a lot of cars there forever.
Leonard Coolard's behind it, yeah.
Steve and Sharon Webb, and then their old house where her son lives.
Okay.
The driveway goes down between that and Smith's old house.
Okay.
And blue and white, maybe.
The blue and the gold back, yeah.
Yeah.
That was for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the property. The legislature talked about this, went to a training Saturday again on, and they talked about this, and they just don't see a way that they can stop people doing this with their property, is selling pieces off. It doesn't make them buildable, but then it sure is a problem when it comes down to it, that they've created an illegal lot.
So they know that the problem that exists will come from this if they do it, but they won't stop this.
Right. And so, well, they batted around a couple ideas, and one of them was that you can't do a lot line adjustment or subdivide your property without a signature from the municipality, so that everybody's on board before it can be reported at the county, but they didn't put that into the law. So I think that's a fix. So they'd have to come along and get a signature from the town, would be able to stop that, but that's not what they did this year, so. So, and I thought, well, I don't know, the reason I told Chippy I'd bring it up here is, I don't know if we wanna close that road off, and then they'll just come out on Daniel Road, right? So does it help us? Remember all the residents that came in when they had their cars in there and they were complaining to us? They all lived in Heber City?
Yeah.
Are these the folks that need to get fired up because they're dragging trailers in and out of their subdivision to push this issue with Heber City? Or do you think that
have you had a written complaint on this yet?
I have not.
We just heard that, I've driven by, I've seen it and stuff, okay. I would think that scenario might be the one, because I'm sure it's already brewing with the neighbors already.
Yeah, I mean, they came clear here, they're not even in the town to complain.
And that was a bit on a different subject.
Yeah.
So this one.
Same property, different subject,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. This is the driveway, so to speak.
Yeah, so there's a home here and a home there on both sides of that. 2370 South, that comes right into that 1.89 acres.
They're loving that, aren't they?
So really, if that is closed off, there's no access to that back 1.89 acres, except for through the 606.
Well, and if we close it off, though, that owner may or may not be the same person, may not want them coming out his driveway, which then, but that road might set a precedent, if we let them keep using that, might set a precedent, so that, yeah, that's it. I know we're not gonna build out, we can just put all our crap on it.
Yeah.
And we can't stand for that to happen, just to.
So that's why I told Chip you should bring it and talk to the council about it.
It's another hard one.
Yeah.
The 1.89 acres has the barn on it?
It does.
I talked to that realtor and heard all this.
Did you?
Yeah, the guy that.
Was it a good dance or song?
I'm sorry?
Was it a good song and dance?
Yeah.
It was.
The realtor at the time knew exactly what was going on.
See, and
that was totally not appropriate. of what the owner did. And he doesn't live here, the owner, he lives in Texas.
Yeah, well, the owner right now lives in Vernal.
Oh, maybe he sold it to somebody else. It was a short sale.
Yeah, Wells Fargo.
And he got the property.
Sold it to Stephen Alonzo Henderson and Brandon David Henderson. And their address is 1320 West, 2000 North in Vernal, Utah. This was recorded on the 14th of September, 2017.
So the real estate agent basically told me a story then.
If a real estate agent sells a property that's not up to snuff, the state can go after her license or their license. So they attach that license, so they have to do their due diligence. So we'd make a complaint with the Realtors Association if we find out if somebody's doing that. And the state will come down on them, because their due diligence is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Interesting.
Could that be brought up when Realtors bring up some of these properties?
I think it's brought up every time. I think that's what happens, is they get tired of hearing it.
And they're calling up to find, is this a buildable lot? Do they have access? Is this a buildable lot?
Yeah.
Do they have access?
And if it's sold.
And I used to say, you can do this, this, and this, and this, and make it a buildable lot. Now I just say no.
Let them think about it.
They have to figure
it
out themselves. Because inevitably, they heard everything I told them. They didn't hear the one thing that they're trying to do. So
if they put it all together, or keep it all together, they could have a buildable lot.
It is a buildable lot, and there's a house on it.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. You get a house on it, and then we do have some property here in the town that has been adjusted, and it's less than 5 acres. And they can't even get an accessory building permit now. It's an illegal lot. Technically, the bank could call the loan on those lots the second they do that, so. Anyway.
So Eric's kind of asking should we wait and let the neighbors maybe get the duster up there, or would someone like me to call the city manager and try to get that barricade put back?
Who took the barricade away?
I'm assuming it's Heber City. But we haven't
done
that. Yeah.
You don't think they did, the homeowner did?
No, there's nothing around there. It's just cleaned right out.
Really?
Yeah, I think they called Heber City and said, hey, you cut these things in front of my driveway. The new manager sent the guys over to move those things down his driveway.
Yeah, so the new manager.
Well, that means he thinks it's theirs.
As much as we'd like to see all the commercial traffic go through this Heber City instead of Daniel, it's probably an issue.
Well, okay. And I just for clarity's sake, to see what they even think about it, because it shouldn't have been stubbed in the first place. Then they needed to block it off. Then if the guy sold it, maybe the guy in the back, we can theorize all day long.
Yeah, well, and the history on that is they tried to disconnect from the town a couple of times.
Yeah.
They want to annex into Hebron. You can get a lot of homes on that if you're in Hebron City.
I'll find out what's going on.
And they got a driveway, too.
Yeah, and there's already access.
They're stubbed right in. The barricade going up.
Yeah. So that's why I thought Chip should talk to the council and see if. But if you guys are ready for that, I'm okay with it too. I don't think they should have been moved in the first place. But
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I don't think it should have been moved in the first place as well. I will make that phone call and anything else.
The only other thing I had was our. Thing from our lawyer about the water that David wrote back. We got a return from the state.
Oh, for the permit.
Yeah.
The water permit.
So we had our lawyer send him a letter for the return flow from the treatment plant, and the state responded back and said that it's okay to dump it in there. So they issued a permit in the canal.
Because you can dump in the river, you can dump in the canal. But yeah, you don't dump in the river because.
Yeah, it's a third option on there. Anyway, we did receive a response back from the state.
Wow.
All because.
I shouldn't say it's a state, it's a division of who? It's
the
feds, environmental folks.
I'm not here.
Okay, that's it. That's enough.
Thank you, Eric.
Back to the Salt Lake City.
Now, Gary's not here this evening, and I don't know, Shelley, would you might be able to, anything that you're aware of with regards to either, let's say with Daniel Municipal first, anything?
Let's see, as far as I know, I've sent this, when I get the readings, the, what is it, cross-contamination letter will be going out with the bills for Daniel Municipal, so that will take care of that requirement we have.
And I believe since our last meeting, you'd worked and got our points down from like 50, or excuse me, down to 50 or 40 or something like that?
Yes, I think they're now down to 40, and they was, what, 110 or something, so they're down to 40 now.
Excellent work.
So, but I don't know, I'm getting conflict. Ryan says we don't want zero, because it helps with, but, I mean, getting grants, so. I thought, okay, we'll stop there. And Amelia has been doing really good. And, you know, I've been able to text her and say, okay, we've got all these things need to be, the tests need to be done. Let's get them going. You know, let's not wait for the end.
So you're being the reminder now?
Yes, I'm being the reminder. I'm good. Probably a pest, but I'm trying to get it done before the end of the year. Other than, so I think Daniel says, you know, it's now the time is, the freezing should be over. I've kind of asked Gary, what do you want me to do? Are you ready for me to send out notices yet? And he's like, no, get me one. And then I'll, because, you know, we have a couple people that are clear up there. And so, and I was going to, if I can get time, I was going to go into the courthouse to see how about leaning, putting those liens on, because that one that has that $5,000 one, I just don't think we're going to get, she keeps promising Gary the world, and I think unless we can take her to attach her property to put on her taxes or a collection, I don't think you're going to get anything, and it's just raking up every month.
Okay.
So I don't know what direction.
Is that one that we've discussed here quite a bit, or is this a different person? That amount, I'm not ringing a bell in my mind.
Yeah, that's, she's been talked
yeah,
about
she's
quite
been,
a bit.
Oh.
They had a leak there, and it's
yeah.
gone quite a while.
And it still didn't, okay. Well, I'm sure we'll have to, that, you know, the next month or two, that letter's going to have to go out, and we'll have to deal with that and probably a few other little issues.
Okay, yeah, so that's, Gary asked, said as soon as we was done with this, this month, you know, he asked for a delinquent balancing, so I told him I'd give him that.
Right.
And but I think everybody's been staying up. I'm trying to get it from, we're done sending mail to ship to Kathy's house. And so if she's getting any from the banks, I just told her to send them back, because she would call me and say, I don't want them coming here. And she kind of, I'm like, I'm sorry, but I've done everything I could. But, you know, if I even went into the bank and said, could you please let these people know to change their address? Because there's no phone numbers. I can't call them.
Lynn's still getting things from different departments.
Yeah.
I know we and Mike and Mary are still getting a few
yeah.
things.
And they wouldn't help me, and so I've sent out the big pink, you know, fluorescent things. So I think it's helped, and we've got my boxes up, and people are using it, and I think all the mails, I mean, this is all I have from Mary, so we're getting there, so it's all coming just to my house, and
good.
It's working out. And,
okay.
So Daniel, and then Stormhaven, and the letter's going out for that. We had a chlorine or nitrate, it was maybe nitrate, test that they missed last year. And so I guess Ryan said they needed to send out a letter. So I'm sending this letter out. I cannot find this test that they missed. I have looked everywhere. I can't find it, Eric can't find it, but Ryan says, so I'm just gonna send the letter out. I thought, oh, I should put his name on it instead of mine, because they're going to all start calling my and asking what's wrong, you know. So that letter will go out to Stormhaven also. I think everything, I did tell Gary that Dottie, that one that came in and we dropped her bill because she had that leak. I said, this is just weird, and I just want you aware. She only paid one bill this month. She usually pays her daughter's and hers. I said, but she only paid one. So I just want you aware that, you know, this is happening. So, because, you know, just, I don't want her coming in. But other than that, I think everything's going good.
Good. Thank you for that update, I appreciate it. Any questions for the council? That takes us down to item number 11, approval of council meeting minutes, March 4th, 2019. Council, I get a chance to review that, and so the show has been a motion to accept.
Motion to approve.
Oh, sorry.
We have a motion to approve, we have a second. Any last discussion? If none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we have one abstention. Minutes pass. Mary, Recorder's Office, warrants, approvals, announcements, and et cetera.
Okay, Comcast. Office phone, 8991. DNA for the office space is 200. Smith and Harvickson, the first invoice is for Nader Enterprises, $2,270.50. Next one's for Rex Reader for $2,320. General Matters for $297. Schultz for $542. TO Engineering, Bangeter for $135. Calls, $120. Gibos, $117.50. Baird's, $105. Engineering, all that was on there, which I'm not sure, but he had on there for meetings, $157.50. Planning, $1,967.50. Witts, $582.50. Leafson's, $457. Utah Department of Commerce is the quarterly surcharge, $44.77. Gilbert and Stewart for annual audit, $3,500. Laughlin Water Association, this is for assistance with the bidding, $688.75. Staples for paper envelopes, micro SD cards for recordings, $223.60. Postmaster for stamps, $110. And then Lee's Market Funeral Flowers, $74.38. That was for Brent Titcomb and Joyce Anderson. Total $14,002.91. Public Work, Eric's Hours. Then Payroll Hours. Commission hours, there was no commission meeting, so Carrie, secretary, payroll hours. So the total for general, $21,347.91. Daniel Municipal, CenturyLink, data charge, $47.75. Heber Light and Power, $250.04. Chemtech Ford, $20. Postmaster Stamp, $220. Staples for folders, envelopes, papers, USB toner, $85.12. TO for engineering, $315. Sampling, $140. Total, $879.91. Again, payroll hours. And then Stormhaven, Dominion Energy, $907. Heber Light and Power, $188.70. Postmaster, $110. Staples again, paper envelopes, USBs, toner, $85.12. Chemtech Ford testing, $40. TO engineering is $750. Sampling is $150. Total $1,332.89. And then payroll hours for a total of
$1,705.19. Okay. Comments? Entertain a motion to accept the warrants is.
Motion to approve the warrants.
I second it.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion warrants approved.
I have some questions for Ryan, but he's not here.
Okay.
I can catch up with him.
I don't want to move on. I say sometimes I move on too fast. Anything else? Okay. Oh, you still have announcements, etc.
Quarterly budget. So, just so everybody's aware, I was not under the understanding on quarterly budget. I literally last time pulled a quarter budget. So, this one is accurate for this quarter.
So the far, far right would be our percentage used to date, and we got one more quarter to receive that we get back in June or in the middle of June.
Yep, so do you guys want the year-to-date amounts? Do you guys want the percentages used? What do you want?
I think percentage works good, because that just gives us an idea where we're at in that.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
Here we go. Property tax, we're at 105.8%. General sales tax, 95.56%. Energy, we're at 81.29. Telecom, 78.47. And taxes in lieu of, we're at 38.72. Building licenses, we're at 81%. Building permits, 47.2. And then if you drop down to...
Just give me a minute.
Sure.
Do you know if that line item would change between now and the end of June?
The licenses?
Well, I guess, yeah, the building permits is what, 47% where we're sitting there. I think we might have guesstimated 3 or 4, I think, for the year. So I'm just looking at that percent, meaning we kind of probably already done 2.
Yeah, it's been slow, and I don't foresee any big ones coming in right now, okay. So...
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, class C road allotment, we're at 76.12. And then if we drop down to, so basically overall revenue, we're at 74.83. Okay, expenditures, admin salary and wages, we're at 57.35. Payroll taxes, 47.02. Employee benefits, 180.04. Dues and subscriptions, 167.65. Am I on the right one? Sorry. Commissions, 106.86%. I don't know why the tax and license is minus 100%. Yeah, I'm not sure. Admin advertising, 97.21. Training, 27.94. Office supplies, 12.01. Office rental, 67.67. Utilities, 78.07. Admin IT, 15%. Legal, 47.66. Accounting, auditing, 63.64. Engineering, 67.35. Insurance, 79.94. And down on highways, payroll, 51.92. Taxes, 39.72. Employee benefits, 68.5. Blue stakes, 24.06. Supplies maintenance, 76.69. Snow removal, 110.76, and we still, just so everybody is aware, we did not get the bill yet for March.
I was going to say, we got it pretty close, but we guessed pretty good on that one. We still got a bill coming, or bills.
Yeah. So, total for that, 67.47. Okay, Daniel, water services, 78.36% for a total of 79.08. Expenditures, salary is 62.33. Taxes, 42.91. Water mileage, 11.87. Office supplies, 59.66. Utilities, 65.83. IT services, 37.5. Engineering, 54.69. Water testing, 24.44. Sampling, 98.61. And just to bring up, I don't know if you guys remember, but Shelley had indicated, so we probably need to make sure when we do budget that there are some big tests that have not been completed.
In this fiscal year or coming up?
This fiscal year. So I'm assuming part of these have started trickling in, but they're still, do you have any idea how many more big ones we still have?
I think there's probably like 6
These are the big tests.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right, so.
Fancy.
Right, so we're already right now, and we still have a quarter to go, we're already at 98.61, so I'm just making sure that that's something that we look at close.
Yeah, we'll have that next year in the next budget for sure.
Right. Okay. So overall, we're at 176.07. Impact fees, 150%. Okay, Storm Haven. Services, 88.17. Sewer services, 96%, for a total of 89.59. Salary, 38.04. Employee benefits, 30.43. Water mileage, 25.97. Supplies, office supplies, 71.39. Utilities, 95.39. IT services, 93.75. Engineering, 45.5. Testing, 36.05. Water sampling, 41.94. Repairs and maintenance, 18.74. And total, 37.65.
We have other questions with regards to categories. Obviously, there's some higher categories, but at the end of the day, each category percentage seems pretty good and reasonable. We're through 50%, and a lot of the total percentages are already that. So I see we'll have some few line items adjustments for this next one, but looks pretty good. Any comments?
Yeah, I think we're doing, overall, we're doing pretty good. One of those items that got hit hard in
there. Well, we had an easy on snow removal the last couple, 3 years. They've done a good job. Keeping stuff down.
They have.
Does anybody know whether or not LGM has maintained the tank?
He's done it twice.
That's it.
Heard.
Okay.
Yeah, and as Gary had mentioned, and he was going to hand a walk up. We did, in fact, that reminds me, we had a lock put, so we have a couple of locks on that gate, and apparently a third lock got added to that gate. Did we find out? Did you ever hear what happened to that?
Nope.
Okay, so I haven't heard either, but apparently, and then the steps walked over to our pump house and walked back, and so at that point, it hadn't been plowed, but I know he'd done it at least twice, and Gary's going to get back to me once he kind of figured out what that third lock was. So I told him to call the cops and get a police report that day, and he just probably wanted to find out a little bit more than that. But we need to find out who put a lock on our gate, because none of us.
Well, I just asked because I've only received the one bill, and I wasn't aware if they actually plowed it more than that, because between that and if there's any other bills for snow removal.
Was that bill 4-2?
No, I think we paid that back in December or January, but I haven't seen anything since.
Yeah, he's been
since,
up a few times. As a matter of fact, they called him back once because he didn't get up to the, didn't get back to the box.
Okay.
So he had to come back once, but he does, we're an easy customer because he can go do it after our bales is done, so.
Well, just to anticipate March of snow removal plus, if he has anything additional.
I'm sure he has at least two. He probably still has a bill for it.
Okay. I was waiting to see if there's any last ones, and we'll get it.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions on our quarterly update from the council? No? Great. Anything else, Mayor?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay.
Probably should tell them that we let the bid out for the well.
Yeah, so so they're going to be starting, not about drilling, physically drilling, but the process is in motion. So
this month?
What's that?
This month, maybe?
We were hoping this month, and I think they thought they didn't know. No, he said he'd put it in June.
June.
Yeah. We wanted it this month, and he said, we're going to be in June.
But the good news was, in June, but 2 weeks.
Oh, to get, that's what he said, he's drilling, get her done in 2 weeks.
Oh, who's drilling it?
I can't remember the name, I haven't heard of it. It's not one of our local yokels, is it?
No.
No.
It's a guy, you took care of Salt Lake, but not a Hebrew guy.
Yeah.
It's something excavation, wasn't it?
Seems like they're doing quite a bit of big wells and municipal wells, and we're just.
Yeah, they're down doing sandies and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have some down there that they have to pull off of because they can't be in the parks, they're drilling in the parks down in the valley, and they have to pull out of there, so that's when they're gonna hit ours. When the parks open, they're gonna come up and hit ours. He did adjust his bid to meet our budget. So we did come up a little bit, it's not as deep as it was gonna be. But we think we're gonna be okay. It'll cost us more than we thought, I'm sure. But it'll be a good thing up there, and that's a big thing with the Division drinking water right now is that wells in the floodplain, so.
Well, it is, and it's just going to take care of a lot of issues, you know, tanks next, and then lines after that, and when they're all gone, it'll all be fixed.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Anybody feel we need to go with item number 13? Nothing changed. I haven't got any new information since last month.
Mm-hmm. But last month, our bills were almost 10 grand.
It was worth talking.
That's what.
If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Take that. You have a second?
Jason.
You have a second? No. First and a second?
Wait, who's second?
And a third. All in favor?
Everybody else?
All in favor? Aye.
April Fools.
Any opposed? None opposed? Meeting adjourned.
That's awesome. That's